allowing your shoulders to relax. And then gently close your eyes. As the sound of the gong fades away, be aware of your surrounding, feel the energy of the space, be aware of the lighting of the space, different sounds, energy level. Now take a few deep breaths, breathe in deeply and breathe out softly. Long, deep and deliberate breaths. With each breath, allow your body to relax and allow your mind to calm. Scan through your body from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. Notice how you feel this morning physically and mentally. Make a note of all the feelings, sensations. Notice where you feel tension, stress, tightness. Change your posture if you need to. Throughout the practice, hold a comfortable, relaxed body posture, be respectful of your limitations. With that deep awareness about our surrounding and about ourselves, let's begin our practice with loving kindness. As always, let's begin with ourselves, thinking thus: may I be healthy, may I be content, and may I be peaceful. May I be healthy, may I be content, and may I be peaceful. take this time to deeply to connect with yourself, understand yourself better. Recognize your difficulties, limitations. Fill your heart with loving, kind, and caring thoughts. May I be healthy. May I be content. And may I be peaceful. I am healthy. I am content. And I am peaceful. Experience peace and relaxation within. Now let's share these loving, kind, and positive thoughts with our loved ones, our friends, family members, people that we love and care about. May they all be healthy, be content, and be peaceful. Our parents, children, spouses, grandparents, grandchildren, our pets, may they all be healthy, be content, and be peaceful. May all my loved ones be healthy, be content, and be peaceful. Now let's spend a few moments sharing these loving and kind thoughts with all living beings, humans, non-humans, all the creatures. May they all be healthy, be content, and be peaceful. This is an opportunity to practice openness, be mindful of our judgments. Include everybody, even most difficult personalities, situations that you come across. There is so much suffering in the world due to many reasons, many conditions, hunger, wars, different diseases, lack of empathy, kindness, misunderstanding, miscommunication. May all living beings free from fear, anger, hatred, and all physical and mental suffering. Time to time, check your posture, check your neck, check your back. Keep your body relaxed, aligned, and comfortable. Now gently bring your attention onto your breath. Try to see if you can keep your focus between your nostrils and upper lip. And then as you inhale and exhale, be mindful of each breath. Without being forceful, without manipulating your breath, just observe that natural rhythmic breath. In breath, out breath. In breath, out breath. Please don't try to control your thoughts, your emotions, physical pains or sensations, or block outside experiences. Understand the nature of your mind. It constantly gets distracted. Each time when you recognize, just simply bring your mind back to your breath. Things arise, stay for a while, and pass away. Our thoughts, emotions, physical pains, sensations, they're all subject to change. Without wanting to be in control, to attach or to push away, allow them to be. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Take this peace, clarity of your mind to your day-to-day life. Apply this clarity, peace, kindness, compassion that you practice to your day-to-day life, whether it's at work or on the road, or when you're listening to someone, when you have a conversation, be present, be kind, be attentive. Allow this practice to improve the quality of your well-being. May peace be with you. May you be healthy. May you be content. And may you be peaceful. Thank you very much. You may open eyes. Let's do the chanting. Turn to page 4. Chant together. You ready? All right, let's do this. It's been a while. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato Samma sambuddhassa namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Dutiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Tatiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Aniccā vata saṅkhārā Upad vaya dhammino Upajitva nirujjanti Tesaṃ upasamosuko Sabbe satta Avera hontu Sabbe satta Abhyapajja hontu Sabbe satta Anigha hontu Sabbe satta Sukhiyatanam pariharantu Mano pubbangama dhamma Mano setta mano maya Manasa ce padutena Vasati va karoti va tato nam dukkhamang veti chakkam vahato padam mano pubbangama dhamma mano setta mano maya manasa ce pasannena bhasati va karoti va tato nam sukhamang veti chayav anapaini. Mind is chief, mind made are they. If they a corrupted mind, suffering follows caused by that, as does the wheel follow ox's hoof. Mind is the forerunner of all states. Mind is chief, mind made are they. If with a clear and confident mind, one should either speak or act, happiness follows caused by that, as one's shadow that never leaves. We believe in generosity towards others. We believe in the We believe generosity has many levels. Think generously, speak generously, act generously. We believe generosity is the heart of our spiritual practice, and this practice allows us to become more open, accepting, and forgiving.
We believe
bringing joy and nurturing this spiritual community for years to come. May come autumns forever. A protector for those without protection, a guide for those who have lost their way, a ship for those with an ocean to cross, a sanctuary for those in danger, a lamp for those without light, a place of refuge for those who lack shelter, and a servant to all in need. By means of this meritorious deed, may I never join with the unwise, only the wise, until the time attain nirvana.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. My name is Son, and I am... Blue Lotus is my home, and it's nice to see the friends, noble friends that I already know. And if you don't meet, nice to meet you all. So glad to be here, and I'm so glad that you are here. Thank you. So I wanted to give you an opportunity before I go and talk about anything that I want to talk or that I think that you want to hear. I want to give you an opportunity if you have any questions that you want me to answer. Yes, Julie. Great question. Thank you. Anybody has any take on it? Yes. Anybody? No? Okay. Yes, Jason.
Uh-huh. I don't want to get into cause any problems here, but he's always said, well, happy and peaceful. And I mentioned to him that, Sam goes, may you be well, may you be content, and may you be peaceful. And he didn't say anything. But I actually prefer the word contentment,
Help. Yeah, sure.
And I have recently started to kind of think about the things that I might need in that moment to tell myself or tell somebody else. And I've kind of taken it a little farther, and instead of just using the well, happy, and peace, well, I might start there, then I might really tell myself what I will in others, and it might be unique to them and their situation.
Mm-hmm. I'll come to you, Tyler.
I was thinking about the evolution of the word wealthy and how I used to have a narrow view of thinking that wealthy was about how much money you had accumulated, and now I think of, I know people with no money who I consider very wealthy. And so I think it's interesting that we are all going to die, and yet somehow we don't think of that as a healthy thing, even though it's going to happen to all of us. So I wonder about re-expanding our definition of health.
Good point.
Because
you have a lot of money? No.
I don't.
But you're still wealthy according to his definition, so.
I have a roof over my head.
That's amazing.
But wealth and health are both relative terms, they're not assets.
Right.
And so there's, even for someone who's suffering, even for someone who's poor, there is always an opportunity for gratitude for what I do think. And because
mm-hmm.
I always have a space in my heart to appreciate what I have,
mm-hmm.
Which is not a final solution.
Right.
But there are no final solutions.
Right. Anybody else want to add anything? Yes. Right. So the reason I allow you to ask questions is that there was this interaction happened with Buddha and one of the kings at the time, and he came to the Buddha and they were discussing, and he said that sākaccāya bhikkhave paññā veditabbo. Open discussion, this forum is the best way to actually learn about ourselves, and even without me just sitting here preaching to you, that this allows you to focus, concentrate, and formulate your own way of looking at things. And that will, when you hear you say something, that it's really resonate with you, and it just changed the whole your outlook about your life, and you're going to change whole lot you as a person, because you are changing your mind, your thinking pattern, and you're changing your brain, and so you have a different outlook on life, and so this is amazing. Thank you. Go back to everybody gave amazing answers, really phenomenal, and I think what I would add to that, Julie, is that health is a momentary thing, and your condition today really doesn't define your entire health by tomorrow, what's going to happen. And it's a moment-to-moment thing. Someone can be gravely sick, but tomorrow you can wake up and you can feel completely different. And so since it is actually a moment-to-moment thing, and you can still wish that, may I be healthy, and I want to be healthy, and I am healthy, and feeling that emotional health, physical health is a good thing. And so, you know, I, as someone that advocate for mental health, some little changes that I see that how it makes a huge difference. And sometimes people come and talk to me about an hour, and they come back in 2 weeks when I do a follow-up with them, with maybe a little bit of a medications or therapy, and they come with a totally different person. And so what you see as a health right now can change next moment. And, you know, let's say someone who goes through chemotherapy, and that outcome can change as they actually go through that process. At the time, even though they feel so sick through chemotherapy and everything that they struggle, outcome of that will be a better they will have a better outcome. So for that reason, I think it's a subjective experience, and it really doesn't define that when somebody say that I'm sick, I'm not healthy, meaning that you're going to be health, not healthy forever. And so for that reason, I think we can validate our practice when we say that, may I be healthy, I am healthy, because there are different views about health. And it's a very subjective experience. And someone who can be gravely sick, but they can still find that peace within, accepting that this is as a part of life. And that is a healthy way to look at it. And so for that reason, I think that the simple word that we repeat has a deeper meaning, if that makes sense. You have something? Yeah? Good. See, the healthy is it's a word that it's just the way that we define it, our definition, and how we define health. And your definition of health is different for someone actually has a lot less capabilities than you. Like, for example, let's say someone who is born with a neurological condition, and that person always going to have that neurological deficit. And in your own view, that's not healthy. But still that person can be healthy by using their potential, their abilities, so they can improve themselves. They can improve their livelihood. They can improve whatever they are doing. They can be impactful on their life and to someone else's life, and share by just sharing their story, their struggle. And so I think it has different dimensions. That's the word I was looking for earlier. So, and I you know, yes, Krista?
I would just say with hospice, one of the things that's nice about it is that it teaches the patient to realize that it's time to just let go of the whole striving and preventing and, actively trying to be healthier than what your state of body is right at that time. And so it's almost like a relief. Mm-hmm. Then rest in peace while it's dying. But I mean, in the same way, my dad actually enjoyed it because it was like all these rules before the hospice. And then when he got on the hospice, he could let go of all the rules and just be and then just see where things go.
Right. And I think it's such a difficult thing for Westerners to wrap their mind around. Death is such a scary thing for people. The reason is that we have not taught that it is something that we should be contemplating. Sorry. It is, we always view as like when somebody, whenever they discuss about death, it's like, oh no, we don't go there. But dying is a process. Death is a final act of that. But you bring it with your birth. And we die pretty much every day. And so it just that the final act is what really making us makes us freak out. Probably not a very dumb terminology, but yeah, anxious. hope they don't record it. yeah, it makes us anxious. It gives us so much animosity and, you know, unsettling kind of feeling. But dying is a process. We bring it with us. The time we born, we start this death. It's a process. And so that openness, if we can open to that, this awareness practice, this path, and that is the biggest accomplishment that you can actually have your life, because that gives you so much, that gives you ability to accept that. That acceptance actually allows you to be free. That freedom is what we call enlightenment. It is not something that going to all of a sudden just come to you while you are closing your eyes and saying Om. It's just an actual realization that actually you are able to accept 100% who you are in this moment and to be okay with it. And that creates so much freedom. And that is what enlightenment is, how it's supposed to be. Have I experienced this? Heck no. Is it possible? Yeah. It's moment-to-moment thing, you know? And so, but that's what I would say about dying. We are, as a society, we are afraid of it, but it is just a part of completion. I think it's Tyler said that. It's just, you know, all this cycle. I have about 5 minutes. Yes, let's go. And I don't know if you remember, I called her Granny. She was a yoga teacher who was part of this community and who passed away a couple months, I think last year. What was it? Nancy, yeah, Nancy May. And a remarkable human being, and to speak to your experience, and she, her sister was dying from a cancer, and she invited me. And so I went there, and I said a chanting, and I was just, you know, she was sitting, Nancy was sitting opposite side of me, and I was opposite side, and so we were looking at each other, and I smiled at her, and I did the chanting, I left. And a couple months later, she's not someone who holds things, and came to me and said, "Son, the day that you came to chant for my sister made me so angry, because she was dying, you smiled." And then she said that, but later I gave it some thoughts. And I realized that I don't have to be sad about when someone dying. And I can still find peace. That peace come from not having that so much fear, anxiety that I created, not being able to let her go, wanting her to be here with, and that's my own expectation.
Actually, one day, me and the other mom went to Mansion Bay when she was dying.
Yeah.
She was happy. Of course, she just had a more baby.
Right. Right.
She wasn't at all afraid of her.
Right. Yeah. So, amazing conversation. Thank you for your participation. Thank you for asking questions. Thank you for sharing your wisdom. This is your lived experience and how you view it. And this is what it to be a awakened one, asking yourself questions, figuring out your difficulties you run into and applying that knowledge to your practice. And when you train your brain that way, when you apply that concentration, when you contemplate, that affect your whole well-being as a person, because you are basically changing your pattern of thinking, your way of thinking, changing your brain, which they call in neuroscience neuroplasticity. So it's not going to happen 360 tomorrow. Continue to practice, and I wish you all best luck. Thank you.
Thank you, Monk.
Thank you.